Oops, did I say that out loud? My bad. I got you sitting with the brother of the man that Suge Knight rolled over and... I know what you're doing. I know where you've been, and I know where I'm about to send you. Real life. Not that they need any help, but every time you like, share, comment, and subscribe, it keeps the channel in the algorithm. You love the content, millions and millions and millions of views. So just do it, hit the thumbs up. Keep them going. Not that they need your help, they got me. But do it anyway.
All right, Odie, hit me up.
I make pressure look funny and shit, don't I?
I'm telling you.
Because nobody takes into consideration for that second.
Yeah.
That they had told those police officers that I was a psychotic maniac off my meds and was trying to harm my family. They could have came with their guns drawn. You want to know why they didn't? Because they know me at the hotel. Because I have a rapport there. Because I have a life there. I was a black woman being accused of being some kind of raving psychotic. And my bond had just been revoked by Monica Lockett, who was pretending to be Angela Owusu, who goes by the name LaGina Gold. Gina was my bondholder.
Correct.
How did Genesis break it? Pretending to be her. Her fat, filled cow ass sitting on this couch.
That's what I was going to say. You saw that. And for that part, she said, Jag was talking bad about me. So therefore, she wanted to revoke the bond. Whatever y'all had, and it fell apart.
Let's get it clear.
Let's go.
I haven't even got started with you toots. I haven't even gotten started. Guess what? Let's list some facts. You are Monica Lockett, aka DJ Peter fucking butt naked. Baby mom of a great artist who you annoyed to death. Facts. You're a failed DJ and promoter everywhere you've lived. How did that show go last year? Oh, yeah. Didn't go well. Like nothing else you do goes well. Maybe you should ease off of them beers and chain smoking them cigarettes for a snack. To which your response was, I was drunk and I didn't mean to do it. You milk cow. And you sit here. Truth is, I never said I slept with Baten. I said I spent late nights with him. So I know exactly what he was doing. If you only knew your baby daddy. Oh.
So,
let's I'm glad them niggas fucking took all that shit. You owe them money. Ain't nobody rob you. And if anybody wanted to take over Carbonation, it was you.
Oh, we're opening Pandora's box now. All right, let's do it like this.
You and your Baba Lau. Oh, y'all. You tried to set me up to put me in jail unlawfully, and I'm suing that bond company. Because Monica Lockett never had the right as a reference to break my bond, only Angela Owusu, and I have her on 5 different interviews saying that she didn't do it.
Is it true that a tape dropped? And when I say tape, I mean,
where my phone at?
Yeah.
What tape?
Can you throw that back in there? Is it true that a sex tape dropped?
What sex tape?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
What sex tape?
I heard that in the ethosphere, and I'm like,
I got a sex tape.
Is that a thing? The eyes and the lies.
I got a sex tape. That's what they say.
Hey. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. You know, so, I talk to my friends. I share some intimate details. And the next thing I know, people are selling shit online.
Oh, my God.
You mean shit like that?
Hashtag what sex tape? Hashtag what sex tape?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a Mary Melodies to me. So, with that being said, man, here we go.
Hashtag push it out.
I hope the kids are in bed. Yeah.
this shit ain't made for kids.
Yeah, just
trigger warning. About to get rich.
Oh man, God. So. let me segue into.
I'm 50 years old. I'm too old to be shamed about what I was designed to do.
Hey, man.
And do well.
Hey, man.
I got to practice.
Hey.
another one.
You might make the song cry, Jack. Hold on, man. You might make the song cry. Don't do it. Don't do it. So let me ask you, when you see Eliseo Bishop. Guilty. Mm-hmm. Life in prison,
yeah.
Plus 5 without
Love
the possibility
Love it.
Of parole.
Love it. He's a menace.
Did you expect that?
Yes. I prayed for it.
They offered him parole. I mean, they offered him 5 years.
He's insane. He thinks he's God. He's going to walk on water and moonwalk right on the air, right out of there. That's what he say.
Remind us, how long have you been following that Carbonation story?
I first became aware of them in 2021, late 2020, early 2021. People started coming to me because my name, of course, I was trending. That was right after I first went viral with y'all. And they said, Jag, we need your help. And I got in there and Tope got in there with me. And this was still when I was still cool with the sex worker, the trash baby. We hunted that down. But even when I walked away, when I stepped away, when I took the 18-month hiatus, me and my husband, I was still tracking him the entire time. I was waiting. The only thing I'm grateful for Monica Lockett for was the kids, you know? Solar, Shaka, Hazeem, the babies, Velvet. Him going to jail, oh, that's great. That's wonderful. I hate the fact that these really brilliant young Black people raising their own families as they see fit are gonna have this whack who folds over like a ham sandwich when a white man put his hands on him. Because he too. You know? You ain't never seen this porno tape?
Yeah.
With the white man?
We found out
when he folded him over like a Japanese ham sandwich, he's like, ah!
Found out quick, I'm sorry.
It's always the...
Mm.
You know what?
Is that the way you saw that story ending? That
him jail for life? Yes. I prayed for it.
The judge.
Second time. I prayed for it. Everything I pray for happens.
The judge gave him the max because of his arrogance, because of his lack of
care. Thank God.
And I'm like,
bravo. I knew it. Mm. He was going to be three guys to the last minute and probably offer his sacrament, which is his semen, for the judge so he could get his mind right. I knew he was going to say something crazy. He's Felicio.
He's his own worst demon, basically. Like, he got it his own way.
Oh, no. No, he just reset the game. See, society is getting a break, but it's not winning. Because he's about to take his Nature Boy show on the road in jail. And he's going to indoctrinate every last one of them motherfuckers that will give him any time and send them back out into the world to do his work. He ain't stopped. He just got a captive audience. And he ain't got no problem with sucking or taking dick. He gonna have plenty of disciples. I'm sure he's working on how to become the new Charles Manson right now. That mother never met a tragedy he didn't know how to market. See, that's the thing. We all up in arms because this my life and this is like winning. Because he's the devil. So, like the person that's laughing the hardest right now at Diddy is the devil. Because he did all of this shit for him. And look at what he's going through now. And the devil's laughing the hardest. Got you, bitch! You were so in the mouth! Yo, God! Got another one! And another one! Take that! Like, he's happy as shit right now.
We did an interview with his you know, quote-unquote wives. And they were hoping and praying that he be freed and that he was innocent.
Stockholm Syndrome is a bitch.
Yeah.
Especially when it's done on social media. Because now you got to stand on it because you don't want anybody to know that you chose to be a victim. Them bitches ain't never going to admit what he did to them. Want to know why? Because the truth is they did it to themselves. Every last one of them. See, that's the part of the story that people keep forgetting that I've always said these were brilliant people looking for a different experience in life. You want to know how Nature Boy got them caught up? With their own personal vanity?
Yeah, sure.
See,
no.
That's where me and Nature Boy are aligned. We're both sin eaters.
Tapped into it.
See, when you have a brilliant person, and they understand sin. Don't forget, all of these people are talented. They all wanted to be artists. Right. They all wanted to be successful, which meant what? They were susceptible to vanity. Yeah. And he just found each one of their little niches and turned it on. Everything that they did for the camera was staged. All of that we saw, they planned that. They literally did it all for clicks and views. That's why they became so afraid at the end. Because when the cameras went off, he kept it up. See, it started with they would do this wild, right? For clicks and views. And then they would get the money. They was on Bego collecting bean and Jack and the Beast talk for it.
Falling.
They was being down. They was keeping it a bean, you know?
Yeah.
But they would turn the cameras off and then live normal, make music, be friends, do all that they were normally doing and the polygamous lifestyle that they had chosen. But it got to the point where when the cameras went off, Eligio kept it up. See, they got trapped. It was all an act. It was all a gag. And then he said, let's make it all true.
Method actor.
Why are we pretending?
The best method actor.
Let's do this for real. You better fuck that up. The boy here, grab my penis. We about to get crazy, y'all. This is wild. He was waiting for the right moment to be himself. He got them to pretend and then got them comfortable with him acting like this, right? Because he had convinced them it was all an act. But it wasn't. He was pretending to be sane. That nigga was just waiting for the right moment to be crazy. And once he realized what they were willing to do for money,
right?
It's time for the representative to take a net. I'm here. Download. That nigga was geeked. About feeding all them people his semen. That's what the download was.
Download, yes.
Yeah, they was dabbing. They was dabbing his seminal fluid.
Oh, man.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't know that. So explain what they were doing. Like, just
he would jerk off.
Okay.
And he would take his nut. He would like the communion.
And put on their tongues?
Yeah, like the communion.
Oh, man.
He was calling it the download. Oh,
man.
Who didn't know?
Oh, this movie gonna be crazy. Lifetime about to have a ball. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah. No, no, hell no.
Tap into the three God.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Life without...
That nigga was wild.
Without the possibility of parole. This man here.
It's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like that, he might, that 25 don't seem...
Yeah. like maybe it's not enough.
No. Yeah, like, if you can get people to do that, what can't you get a person?
He tricked them
into
believing one thing and then pushed them to the line to see how far they were willing to go to achieve this goal of utopian life.
Right.
And he kept, you got to sacrifice. We got to do this. We got to do it for the camera. We got to get the people. He choreographed that whole thing. He staged it all to create an atmosphere where he could be himself.
So
why do you think he liked islands? Self-contained.
Yeah.
And guess what? If you decided you didn't like him after he introduced you to the real him, well, he already had your passport and your Social Security card, because you had to turn all that in. Your ATMs, your debit cards. You're in a foreign country with no ID and no access to cash at all. Young man, 2.0.
Please.
What are you going to do? You out in the middle of where? With the son of Satan. And he's the only one that has access and gets constant random access to the outside world.
So that would make me want to ask you then, his followers. And again,
you think any one of those women want to admit that they fell in love with the devil?
No. No.
Let's just be honest. They gonna stand true because they'd rather be talked down about as his wife than be called stupid like they really are. It's vanity. See? Mm. They gonna hold him down for vanity. He got him with vanity and he's keeping him with vanity.
Mm.
And they're gonna help him build his little army. I've already heard a little chatter. He can't wait to start indoctrinating the young boys that book in.
Mm.
He's found a whole new calling. And he get to freak out.
So we sat down, we spoke to Solar, we spoke to Shaka.
Shout out to my nephews.
Yeah, Solar had to testify.
Solar did testify.
He did testify in his case.
When he left Vegas, we didn't tell anyone when he left Vegas. Mm. I sent the money, we booked the ticket, and that was that. It was a hard choice for him. He doesn't believe in the criminal justice system, and he doesn't believe in prison because there is no rehabilitation, in his opinion.
Right.
He is right to believe that. He's a black man. There's plenty of evidence to corroborate his feelings. But I've noticed since the trial and the sentencing, a calmness has come over him. He's complete with it now. And he can move forward. Hmm. And even when I talked to Shaka and Azeem, since he was sentenced, something is lifted. I wish people would stop feeling the need to judge people on mistakes that they made in the past.
Right.
Because to keep talking about it when they've moved on and become something different, that's not them being stuck in the past, that's you refusing to let it go. And these are brilliant people. And my baby Shaka and my little Savion, my little chocolate COVID drop that got me sick. You know, when I hear people talk about she hates kids and she's this and she's that, it's funny because I've always been amazing with children and children love me because I trust children as they should be trusted completely. They haven't learned how to lie to themselves yet. They tell the truth. Every time I walk into a courtroom, I always pray that my judge has the spirit of a six-year-old. You got to understand the purity of a heart. We teach our children not to trust their instincts because they have to follow what society says. We teach our children not to pay attention to old customs and old ways because people will make fun of them. But we've given up our culture and separated ourselves from everything that is us. And we wonder why we're sick. Mentally, physically, spiritually. We have separated ourselves from everything we were intended to do. What the fuck is a Christian? I don't think I've ever met one. I don't know anybody that acts like Christ. I don't. You were going to say something?
Yeah. Do you think, you said that you were glad that he got life, right?
Yeah.
What about his upbringing and the things that he went through?
Oh, his mother was a whole prostitute, all kinds of shit. Just like Diddy Mom. He a Diddy Mom. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, especially when I would be in jail, like that last time in Dallas, it was this girl. When I was in Tank 10, they kept moving me around. Everybody's afraid of me. But this girl, she kept getting high. She's just taking whatever she could get. They sliding it through the door. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know she was pregnant. And then somebody was like, that girl should be ashamed of herself. She's pregnant. I said, with the amount of drugs she's doing every day. So I walked up to her one day and I said, why you hate that baby? And she said, what are you talking about? I love my baby. I said, not doing the amount of drugs you're doing. You hate that child. Or do you hate his father? Like, who the f*** do you hate? Yeah. Or do you just hate yourself? Why are you getting all deep? Because I'm trying to figure out why you're creating another Jeffrey Dahmer that we have to live with. I said, his mom was doing dope. Like you doing dope. You see how he turned out. Huh? Like, yeah. He was made a psychopath. And you know what she said? Well, my baby ain't gonna turn out like that. I said, well, how about this? He probably will. And I pray you're his first victim. Ah, she started crying. It's true.
So let me ask, when you see a situation like carbonation, is it a question of not if, but when another carbonation type situation is going to start?
It's already happening.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to say any names, but there are people that are already trying to rekindle. Like I said, his prison sentence was the beginning for him. They really need to monitor him in jail.
He could run things from jail.
Oh, he is. Yeah. They're already organizing.
Yeah, yeah. We spoke to him a few times from jail. And we could see that he's trying to still manipulate the outside world from there.
Oh, he's not trying. He's doing it.
Yeah.
It's just a slow crawl. But now that he's all the way in there and the wives are about to start doing more social media campaign, by the time he shows all of the new inmates the kind of money that he can generate offline and he can keep boys like, you know, commissary heavy. Please. Throw a little sex in there. Have a little download meeting.
Download meeting.
In the shower, you know. And then send that motherfucker back out there. Now you go be me. And you go be me. And you go be me. That's what he used to say when he would see a woman that he wanted to manipulate and enslave. You look like me. Yeah. He said it to Nosy, to the sex worker. He knew who to talk to. You look like me. And he would get so excited.
That can get it started. That can get it started.
Now imagine what that kind of mind can do in confinement with nothing but time.
We haven't seen
the last of Elegio Bishop. We're about to meet all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Whoa.
See, this is why I believe in the old way. Truth is, somebody should have just shot that in the head. He's a weed. It don't matter what garden you put him in. He's going to grow. He's cancer. You can radiate. But if you leave just a little bit there, it's gonna grow.
Malignant.
People like this need to die. They don't need more time. They need to be gone. Why do we keep them here?
Because when they gave him life, he didn't care. He was like, oh, I forgive you.
Yeah.
I was like, what the?
Tell you? Yeah. You think I'm joking?
Yeah.
You know what? Pour me one and pour yourself one. Because you done lost your damn mind. I'm sitting here telling you that was the beginning.
Yeah. That's some Elegio.
He went into jail famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Did you see how I was unafraid? Come, little children, feel my ball. Feel my power.
No, man. No.
That's how that nigga be. Ooh, you look like me.
I'm sure he's manipulating the guard right now.
Like in the Matrix. Remember when it mutated? And they started touching people and turning them into agents?
Yes.
And then they made all of these agents for Neo to fight?
Yes.
And then they started making him look like Neo, so Neo was fighting himself.
Yeah. Yes.
That's exactly what Elegio Bishop is trying to do in real time. He's going to infect as many minds as he possibly can with his depravity. And then he's going to gas them up and put a battery in their back. And he's going to send them out into society. And then guess what? they gonna put money on his books. And he gonna tell them how to hustle on social media. And he gonna teach them how to get that money. And they gonna put more money on his book.
When we were talking to Zolar, I think I asked him, do you believe that Lizzo is the Messiah still? And he said, yes, I want to say that.
We all are.
Okay. So.
We all are. And we all are nothing.
Right. Okay.
Vessels. We inhabit spirit. You take the human brain and the human spirit out of body, it dies, it turns into dust. Mm-hmm. We are nothing but our spirit.
And let me ask, this might be a compounded question, but for Jaguar Wright, mm-hmm. what do you feel is the human purpose, the purpose of man, woman, the purpose of life?
To learn and evolve and grow.
Into what?
Whatever.
Okay.
There's not supposed to be a determination. You're just supposed to be. Mm. Whatever that is. If it is your purpose to make people happy, then that's what you'll do. If it is your purpose to motivate people, that's what you'll do. If it is your purpose-driven lives. Did you get them?
Yes.
Purpose-driven lives. You know, even if your purpose is just to wake up and troll, there are committed trolls online. Mm. Like, you got to think about what that takes. You're this nobody sitting out here in the world. You go online, you pick a personality, and you blame them for all of your problems. You hate them for having the attention that you're never going to get. And then you find a way to tether yourself to that person to look for relevance. And then you spend every day thinking of how to keep that tether tight. So you can continue to keep getting that that infusion of attention. You got to think about how committed you had to be. When I wake up in the morning, I think about taking a eating breakfast, this, that, and the third, so on, so on, so forth. What I need to get done today, what time am I making content, what's going to be the focus of the content, mod squad meetings, you know, that's what I'm thinking about.
It says
when these people wake up, what did Jag do last night?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Rewind.
Oh, no. We got to go live. Yeah. Jag said she's going to the 7-Eleven. We got to go live. Jag just took a on the toilet. We got to go live. Oh my God, she's jagging.
She's jagging.
We gotta go live. Why?
So let me ask.
Like, why?
And I want to give context to this because, you know, 100 years ago, maybe 1 billion, 2 billion people in the world. Mm-hmm. Mind you, humans been around for thousands of years.
Yeah, we got a few eon going on.
Now we're about to push 8 billion. And you see...
In the world?
In the world. The whole world. And you've been to a lot of countries.
We need Thanos.
Yeah, if I say... the snap might have to come
we
because...
We need Thanos. You got to understand. Progeny is clone.
Come
stupid
on.
Mammy, stupid pappy, stupid kid.
Hey.
Do we really need more? We got enough stupid motherfuckers. In this world, do we need more? And then Dumb and Dumber get together and make dumbest. And then they sit there and say, look how stupid my kid is, and never take for it's your kid. The pandemic, that's interesting.
Very.
Listening to parents complaining about doing their children's schoolwork with them. You want to know why they were mostly complaining? Very few of them was honest about.
Shoot.
Couldn't do the work they did themselves.
That's facts. that's facts.
They got sick and tired of looking stupid when their kid came to them and asked them a question about math or history or geometry or this, and they didn't know the answer. So then they bitch at the online teachers about the lesson plans and how they need to be doing more and how it's bad enough my child is home all day. What do you mean it's bad enough? Your child is home all day. There's some people whose child don't ever come home. And you're complaining about educating your child when that's what you're supposed to do in the first place. You're not supposed to rely on strangers to teach your kids. But we do. And guess what? Most of the shit that they teach is relevant, irrelevant, worthless, and lies.
Yeah. Do you feel like AI will be teaching our kids soon?
It already is.
Yeah, no, yeah. It is, literally.
Where do you think
the
programs are being generated from? There's a whole commercial that they run, an ad that they run on YouTube about a woman bragging about her AI lawyer. And guess what she says early in it? I know AI is about to take over all our jobs and exile us from humanity, but I'm telling you, he got me my money faster than any real lawyer.
You need $5,400 in your account. What the
No, she literally said, I know this machine is about to make sure I'm homeless and destitute and poor, but it's getting me money now. So that's what's up.
Man.
That's a commercial.
That's the Terminator. That's the beginning of a Terminator movie.
That's iRobot.
Yes, iRobot. We're seeing
that's
the beginning.
The Terminator. 5G. Skynet. Where do they differ?
The lines are getting blurred.
Art imitates life. Yeah. When Hitler wanted to overthrow the Jews in Germany, his first line of attack was to bring in a director, a film director, to do a series of movies that ran for 2.5 years while he was working up his gambit, depicting Jews as trifling and evil and stingy and nasty, and Germans as fed up and tired of dealing with them. They had characters that people, the Germans were able to relate to. And there were just enough Jews around to make everything that they were saying in those movies true for them. Think about it.
Control the media.
3 years of being desensitized to what happens to a specific race of people. So when it actually happens, you don't say anything. Mm. You're already okay with it.
They did that to us. In the black movies now.
Yeah.
In society, when some black man gets killed on TV, everybody's desensitized.
That's how they do. That's how MK Ultra works.
So let me ask, there's a movie
coming. They program the mind to believe the program.
There you go. Yeah. Come on.
It's called a program. When you are writing code, you're programming. Why do people have such a hard time with embracing the truth? Hey, I don't get it.
Saying something.
Running around, glorifying a bunch of fag hags, falling in love with a bunch of fag. Sitting there telling real black men that they need to be more like the and saying, I don't need a like you. I need a that fat. Because he come through. It
seems like they are trying to demasculate.
Demasculate? It's worse than that. Yeah. They're forcing black women to not be attracted to real black men. What does that do? Mm. It kills the propagation of the species. Mm. If black women aren't attracted to black men, and black men aren't attracted to black women, where are the black babies gonna come from?
There you go.
If you're busy trying to be Jay-Z, When do you spend time being yourself? You know, one of my favorite artists that I love on top of TDE is Sir. But he has this song, Beats Dope, Story's Good. But it's the song, just the title of the song. The name of the song?
Yes.
It's called Jay-Z. Literally. What the f*** does it have to do with the story about him and his man f- with some bad b- that don't get no f***ing, you know? Mm. He actually has another song from one of the earlier albums where one of the lines is, her friends don't like me because they know that I would trade her love for a Grammy.
Come on now.
I would trade her love for a Grammy?
Come on now.
Are you kidding me?
Shit.
It's the embedded idol worship scene. This was an offering. That's why his name is all over it.
Come on.
Please. Yeah. Keep me in the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. Please keep me. I wrote a hit record for you. Because that f***ing name ain't got shit to do with that f***ing song.
There you go.
And to sit in your songs and brag about rejecting the love of a human being for a statue that if you pawn it, you can't even get more than $1,000 for it. That b- ain't even worth $1,000? Why was you f***ing with her in the first place? She was so disposable. No wonder her friends hate you. I'd hate you too. You using my friend.
Let me ask you, I don't want to get too political, but you know we're in election year.
Yeah, and ain't nobody talking about no election.
Ain't nobody talking about no election.
Ain't that funny? Not even a debate.
Not even a debate.
The last time we had Herschel Walker making ass of himself, and now ain't nobody saying shit.
Ain't nobody saying shit. There's a movie about to come out called Civil War, where they're showing California, Texas, and I see January 6th happen with the Trump supporters. And
they're just getting everybody ready.
Yeah, it's like, seems like they're prepping us for, like, we're not talking no elections.
All
we're
them guys, rednecks, is out there buying bear spray, land, snares, traps, bow and arrow, crossbow. They out there. Why ain't y'all out there getting it? I'm getting my shit. I can't get anything technically right now because I'm on bond.
But I'm looking south of the border. I'm not
allowed to carry weapons.
I'm sorry for that, Jack. I hate you can't, you know. You used to be in love with your weapons.
Go ahead.
But no, I am seeing what's going on south of the border.
I'm tired. These is crazy.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. The whole world hates us right now. The value of our dollar is going down. And we're lying to the public and we got a robot running the country.
Man. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
TikTok. The shit that's going on with TikTok, they not even being honest about that.
They can't. They're
trying. And guess what? Meanwhile, can anybody tell me how did Brittany Garner's team finish last season?
I don't know.
I mean, she was playing for Phoenix, right?
Yeah. How did they do?
Were they selling out all the tickets? What was the boards looking like? Does anybody know what kind of board she had?
No. I know. A Russian arms dealer is free.
Is she going back to the Olympics to represent the United States?
I don't think so.
So then why the f*** did we let her out of jail? For the God, Lord of War. Exactly. Why the f***? Was we in a rush to bring her back? I want to know. She don't like America. She done said that. Don't nobody know what the f- she did with that goddamn team that ain't nobody paying no tickets to go see. She ain't out here doing no activism or talking about what it's like to be a POW in Russia. She ain't doing no public service announcement.
None of that.
Her sat there, cried all them goddamn months. They ain't fucking doing shit. They barely said thank you to anybody.
Man.
She ain't win nothing.
Man.
Why we bring her back? Because the n- he let her go for it can make a nuke in his sleep with his eyes tied up. In-
yeah, no, no, no. That is, yeah,
Lord, we Lord. Let him go for her.
That was a crazy.
I'm sorry. How did Phoenix WNBA finish? Nobody knows.
Oh, that's sad.
How illuminating.
That's
mean.
Oh, that's. Oh, man.
No disrespect, Brittany. Why we all gotta suffer? You the one that took the weed juice. Ain't nobody tell you put that shit in your bag. And we got real heroes sitting over there waiting to get let go. And they still there. And she ain't winning.
See, I was gonna ask about Gillian Wallow.
What happened?
Just Gillian.
Wallow too.
Yo.
And we there. Him too.
I was that was leaning to the
commissary heavy bitch. $100 million. Are you still eating chi-chis, they say?
Yeah.
You still eating chi-chis. Try to gatekeep on me again, Wallow. I'm telling everybody what Birdman did to Gil.
Well, ain't that Philly though? Wait a minute.
Yeah. They ain't Philly if they're gatekeeping on my name.
Oh.
You ain't no kind of Philly if you gatekeeping on my name. You gonna sit there and tell my little brother that mentioning my name is gonna hurt his career when I'm promoting him? For what? What album you put out, Wallow? What album Gil put out? For real. If he had stayed his black in Philadelphia and doubled down on major figures, maybe he wouldn't have got touched up by the Birdman. Because there is no young man that made their way through that man's that didn't get fucked. You think Weezy only got fucked on? Are you fucking kidding me? The kind of that'll leave his brother in jail and then show him no real support when he gets home. If he over his own brother, why wouldn't he fuck up other people's kids? I don't understand. But I tell you this, Wallow, the next time you open your mouth and my name comes out of it, it better be with only respect. Because I know bitches that you fuck with and they talk heavy and I pay in cash. I fuck you out.
So, Jag, to
you asked.
Yeah, no, I did.
I need a joint.
Yeah, no, and we're about to end this with this because I want to take this home and for all those who show concern and
shout out to my sister Mia and my girl, my baby.
Shout out me in the building.
You know what?
Man,
I'm mad at you because we supposed to do karaoke last time I came.
Oh, there's still time. No, let me ask, for those that are wondering, and you can take us home with this, as far as, you know, the status of your mother and Sam Jr., a lot of people were concerned.
They're fine where they are. Everything that happens within the will of God.
There you go.
And the truth is, I get more done without them. I really don't need anybody slowing me down right now. If I really want them with me all the time, I got to get to the end of this. I can't guarantee their safety with me. And having to worry about them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ain't helping me. Ain't helping them either. What I will say is that my son is about to turn 22 years old. And if anybody wants to have a conversation with me about him, they'll have to do it with him present because he is a grown man and he has the right and the ability to speak for himself. Unless my son is present, I will not answer any questions about any of my kids. And as far as my mom is concerned, I've taken care of all my life. I think I earned a break. I've been a great daughter. I hope Shelly don't kill her, but you know, oh well. I still inherit. The will hasn't changed. It's funny. I'll only be inheriting my money. Ain't that funny?
The last question. I asked you to do this earlier, but I just want you to do it even more, go to detail. What do you predict will happen next in the future? You know, it's like you see it, what happens.
Kathy White's true killer is going to be unveiled. And it's not a man. And that woman died screaming.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. Show him the tape, Diddy. You got it.
Oh, man.
That might buy you a little time. You should probably stop looking for plastic surgeons.
Man.
Looking for a new life, new face. We're going to hang you high, bitch. Jay-Z too. Beyonce too. And we're going to round up all the fans. See, I love a good gay man. I just can't stand him. And that's what it is.
With that being
you
said,
want to know what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
I'm about to fuck up America.
Oh.
That's what's about to happen next.
Here we go.
No more filter. From this point forward, any word that I say, I ain't holding back. And I ain't saying alleged either. Y'all said I was lying the first time. Now it turns out I'm telling the truth. You still don't want to admit that I was right, but you don't want to admit that you was wrong. So really, then the diplomacy doesn't matter. Fuck you. I'ma just keep ruining your lives with the truth.
And here we go. With that being said, we want to say, man, y'all living y'all truth as the truth shall set you free. It's 2024, and we just did
shout
it
out to Cat Williams.
Yeah, let's go.
Shout out to Lunell Campbell.
Let's go.
Shout out to Kanye Ye West.
Hey.
Shout out to the Hebrew Israelites. Shout out to my very good friend, Fred Hampton Jr., the chairman of the board for the Black Panther Party. Free them all. Power to the people. As a Panther,
there you go.
I can say that with pride.
Man.
Shout out to Keefy D. Stop pump faking and save your life. And tell them who paid you to say the shit you said. Because you getting poked up and getting your ass beat in jail. And Reggie Wright got you tailor-made to fit for a goddamn casket. State's evidence. WITSEC. I met your son, Keefe. He's a good man. He follows me on TikTok. He made me change my mind about you. 6 months ago, I ain't getting no fuck what happened to you. Today, I'm praying for your life. Every day. Because I want you to live to tell the truth. Because the second you do, Valletta Wallace can finally get justice. The second you do, maybe Aaliyah's family will be held accountable for what they turned their heads to. And maybe Hype Williams will be charged for conspiracy to commit murder. It's time to talk, Hype. It's time for the public to ask you why Aaliyah couldn't get on Lenny Kravitz's plane. And you had to put her on that clown car plane. Who asked you to say that? And do yourself a favor before you make any statements. Please remember, I was out a little ex, your apprentice. I know a lot more about you than you think I do. It's time for us to stop pussyfooting with the truth. It is time for Aaliyah Dana Houghton's death to be properly investigated. It's time for Fatima Robinson to speak up about what she heard on that phone. It's time for somebody to be honest about who gave Aaliyah the pills that knocked her out before she was carried onto a plane she didn't want to be on. It's time for the other dancers who knew she was terrified to get on that plane to speak up. And it's time for Hype Williams to be officially questioned about why he made her get on that plane and why they forced her to do it unconscious.
Jag, for those that want to follow you, the new channel, the new.
I am the Jagginator. Pick a number. I'm there.
I am the Jagginator. And that's on the platform. Well, right now, Jaguar Wright, back on the new
back
blue
on
couch.
My bullshit.
Back on it. We here again, 2024, man. Let's do
Unfortunately,
it.
It's just true.
The truth shall set you free.
And we'll hang you say, high.
We got on the couch, Jaguar Wright. We got to say it. You are a real life street star. This shit's crazy.
Time for everybody go on vacation again.
Tune in. Let's go.
Real rap.
Shout out real street stars, nigga. Moolah. Hey.